You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. The summer has gone, and you still have the fat around your middle. You figured after doing a bunch of sit-ups during the COVID quarantine and maybe trying to do some working out at home, it would go away. And then the push of it, trying to look better on the beach or by the pool, kind of made you stop eating as much as you may have been doing during those 6 months of being quarantined. But despite that, you're still seeing the fat around your middle. Now, here's the thing. There's really an easy way to fix this if you're the right candidate for this. And I'm going to talk to you again about something we've hit many times before, and that's called CoolSculpting. And the reason why I'm a believer in CoolSculpting is because I actually had it done to myself, and we've done it on so many people over the years that have been really, really thrilled with it, that I'm telling you, it really does work. The issue is twofold. Number one, are you a good candidate for CoolSculpting? And number two, are you really understanding what CoolSculpting will do and what it won't do? And that, to me, turns out to be the number one and two reasons why people are either thrilled with their outcomes or will say they didn't think that the CoolSculpting worked for them. And that's why you really have to have a very honest assessment and understand what your priorities are, what your realistic expectations are, and actually go to see someone who can offer you an array of ways to fix the fat around your middle. What I'd like to do right now is just explain to you who a good candidate for CoolSculpting is. And it's really very simple. It's someone that has some fat that you can squeeze that's in an area that can be CoolSculpted. If we're talking about the middle, it could be the middle of your abdomen. It could be above your belly button, below your belly button. It can be all around the side. So if it's like a muffin top type of a image that you may have, or love handles, all of those areas are excellent to treat CoolSculpting. But here's the issue. How much fat is really in what you're squeezing? And how much of what you're squeezing is loose skin? And this is the determining factor as to, are you going to be happy with your results after the CoolSculpting? And is that what's really bothering you to begin with? Is it the fat or is it the skin? Or is it a combination of both? And this is why, no matter how many times you're going to listen to a podcast about this or see it advertised on TV or any of those things, it's still going to come down to having someone evaluate the area that's bothersome to you. And that's where you need to go to see someone that does a lot of CoolSculpting, that can be honest with you and assess the area and then offer you suggestions for other things. Let me give you a perfect example. Today, we saw a patient who's in phenomenal shape for being in her 60s. Her main concern was a small amount of fat around her abdomen. And let me just point out that she had a six-pack to begin with, But after pregnancies and everything else, and just getting into the 60 category, there's some skin laxity along with some fat that's just grown over the years around the lower part of the abdomen and a little bit around the love handle region. She turned out to be a perfect candidate for CoolSculpting, but I definitely made the suggestion to her or put in her mind that the realistic expectation is going to be that once that fat is removed, the skin isn't magically going to just go away. The skin that's been there since having multiple pregnancies and the skin that's in the 60s age range isn't just going to magically go away when the fat goes away. Because remember, CoolSculpting is really just targeting freezing away unwanted fat permanently. We're not making any claims to what it's going to do to the skin. So once that patient, and this could be you, understands what component of your dislike is fat versus skin, then we can talk about what are the other things we can do to now address the skin issue that may be what's on your mind. And that's a whole nother realm of great things that we have in the office. Some have to do with some radio frequency devices or heat energy devices. Some have to do with injecting some products that form your own body's collagen to make your dermis and your skin thicker so the skin doesn't look aged. Or how about just doing an excision, a wedge excision of some of the loose skin, kind of like what you may think of as a mini tummy tuck, but even less invasive than that. So my point to you is these are all great options. These are all terrific things to talk about. But at the end of the day, this is something that you need to discuss with your plastic surgeon. And you can do this virtually. We do them all the time virtually. Well, I'll actually see you on the screen and you're showing me in your home or wherever what really bothers you. And then we'll have you come in and do a treatment of some sort to make it so that it's an expectation that you're really looking forward to. So just remember, when you're looking at yourself and seeing something like the fat around your middle, there is definitely a way to do this totally non-surgically. And again, especially if this is speaking to you with this kind of a area that's bothersome to you. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. So long for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.